Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and Julie Edelman joins us today on the program with a very interesting story, Julie, that I think a lot of people will find fascinating. You know what's so pesky in life?
Many things, but you have one on your mind. Or on your head, I should say. On your head, I should say.
Yesterday had to do what I do very frequently, which is to do roots. Hair roots, because
not canal, I hope.
Yeah. Yes. It's not like I'm rooting around in the garden, but it's the hair roots. Because the gray hairs come in fast and furiously now. And it's very upsetting because it's time consuming. I don't like putting dye on my head. And this time I have dye in my nails, underneath my nails. I can't get them out.
Wait, did you do it yourself?
No, that's the fun part.
What, are you scratching your head? You're not supposed to do those things, Valerie, when you're having your hair colored.
They were yelling at me, leave, stop it, sit still, don't do anything. And this is the first time.
Yeah, excuse me, you asked for one of those combs, you know, that have the pointy ends to scratch, you know, to get those little itches. But anyway, please.
I don't know how this happened, and I've done this for years now. I cannot get the dye out from underneath my nails. It looks horrible. So this is just one of the issues I have with the coloring of hair. I wish I didn't have to. I don't like it, but the alternative is not so good.
Well, you know, I used to call them experience stripes until they became so plentiful. I said, to heck with the experience. I need to, you know, get my hair colored. But, oh, by the way, you might try to clean your nails a little, soaking them in hydrogen peroxide, because that's a natural bleaching agent, or some lemon. Just a FYI.
Okay, so I just put my whole fingers in. My fingers will not fall off if I do that?
Well, yes, your whole fingers. I wouldn't separate your nail from them. Yes. I think that's a good idea. But anyway, back to the story. Yes. They apparently found that there's this gene, the IRF4, it sounds like a plane, that's responsible because it regulates the melanin in our systems, which also affects the pigment of our skin and our eyes. So pretty interesting stuff here.
So, by the way, people oftentimes go gray early in their lives. I've known people in their 20s and their teens that have gone gray. So it's not necessarily age. It does have something to do with this IRF4 thing that you're mentioning. But what a revolutionary discovery that maybe there's a way to reverse this.
I don't know if is it reverse or stop it? Because I think, you know, once you start turning gray, you turn gray, but maybe there's a way to control it. I don't know. Or do you do it like what they're doing at birth, you know, or pre-birth with sort of trying to regulate what the boy and girl's genes are? It's a little scary at the same time, I think, how you can control this stuff. And, you know, for me, though, the good news is it would save us a ton of money, you and I, from having to get it done. The bad news is it might also affect the economy, since all these great Wellas and Clairols will have to find a new alternative to all the money we spend on our home dyeing efforts.
That's okay, because, you know, honestly, I think that it's very toxic to be putting these dyes, especially the darker dyes, on your hair and your head. It seeps somewhere. I'd rather not do that. But like I said, the alternative is just not something I want to deal with at this point in my life. So I was extremely happy to hear about this this new discovery.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. You know, when you were pregnant, pregnant, did you have your hair colored or did you refrain from that?
When I was what?
Pregnant.
I wasn't pregnant.
Well, then I guess you never refrained from it. There you go.
This is something you did not know about me.
Well, see, why did I think you had a child? I don't know.
I have the guinea pigs, Julie.
That must be it. Yes, I was thinking, okay, some kind of marital bliss like Richard Gere and guinea pigs or something.
Yeah.
Well, sad hamsters.
But did you?
I did. But I did dye my hair shortly, like in the second trimester. One time, because again, I was young enough where I didn't have that much gray. I wasn't one of those people you were talking about who grayed early, which was very fortunate. Mm-hmm. But I also believe there's so many environmental issues you're dealing with nowadays that if I dyed my hair once or twice during my pregnancy, it was okay. Because there was enough stuff going on around me and I was pretty cautious overall. I did want to look good, mm-hmm. even though I was, you know, fat in the belly there.
You weren't fat. You were just pregnant.
Well, that's true. And actually, if I walked backwards, no one knew I was pregnant.
There you go.
Of course, I fell a lot.
Well, this article that we're talking about had a sample of more than 6,000 people, men and women, that came from Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Mexico, and Peru, and included people with mixed European, Native American, African ancestry. So there was a large variety in the sample. 6,000 is a huge sample, so they did their due diligence, and maybe down the road we're going to have some really good news about how this will help all of us not to go gray any longer.
That would be good news. Meantime, check out the hydrogen peroxide for your nails and use a comb next time, please.
You got it, Julie Edelman. Thank you so much. It's Valerie Smaldone along with Julie Edelman, and this is America Weekend.
With you. You've heard about pharmaceuticals and drinking water from treated waste. Well, now fish caught near wastewater treatment plants around five major American cities have been found with pharmaceutical residues in them, like medicines for high cholesterol, blood pressure, allergies, and bipolar disorder. This is the first nationwide analysis of human drugs in fish tissue, and it's prompted the EPA to fan out to more than 150 locations now. Seems we're all thinking more and more about the water we use every day, where it comes from and where it goes to. Since clean water is a limited resource, quite clearly many of us are paying more attention to our impact on it, especially when the fish we eat are affected by even tiny amounts of pharmaceutical residues because of a fish's constant swimming in contaminated water. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised.
James Blake has, like, a cool
hearing. James just yelled at me for, I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.